You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you today? It is a great day in the neighborhood, and Trent and I are ready to roll all the way until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Welcome here on the Big Talker 1700, Jimmy B and TC. We have a great show lined up for you today. Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, will join us at about 4:20 in the afternoon. 4:40, BJ Rydell, Vikings territory. We'll do the Vikings and run around the NFL a little bit. And at 5:20, Seth Gruen, Bleacher Report, Major League Baseball, and also Big Ten Unfiltered. Terrific show. Trent, how are you, my man?
Hanging in there, still battling my way back from illness, but feeling good after my twins last night. Some good news happening also this afternoon as I've been scoreboard watching, Jimmy B. Yeah, the Indians, they're running away and hiding from the Central. No hope there, but the White Sox continue to hold a 3-1 lead over the Royals. Good news for my Minnesota Twins. You got me, Jimmy B.
There you go, pal. Now up? You're on fire.
Yeah, fire. It's been an incredible run out of the Twins, and I'm continually baffled by this team. The Indians have run away and hid in the Central. There was really no hope in my mind all throughout this season, even when they're leading the Central. I just felt the Indians were far superior. Now, did I envision 21 in a row? Of course not. But as I watch this Twins team, and last night, I'm getting the updates as I'm out called a volleyball match last night in Bondurant. And I get these updates every time the Twins hit a home run on my phone, and it just keeps buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. And I finally had to turn off the little vibrate button there and just put it completely on silent because my phone wouldn't stop. A homer in 7 consecutive innings, Jimmy B. You've never even seen that because it's never happened in baseball before.
No, it hasn't. And I was like astonished watching some of that last night. It was unbelievable with what was going on. By the way, I've been told that the volleyball game that you did, because it was your presence there, mm-hmm. It has become the number one volleyball telecast ever. Oh, wow. On MediaCon.
Wow.
On MediaCon.
Wow. Well, it hasn't even aired yet, Jimmy B. So.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that it will be once it airs. Back to your Twins. Look, this is sensational, Trent. I mean, I always laugh at you saying that. Okay, you quit on them, mm-hmm. and you gave up on them. You said, okay, it's over. We had a nice run here through June, okay, and then all of a sudden, here they are. And they're trying to hang in and capture the second wild card. Look, if the Yankees kind of falter a little bit, hell, Trent, if they keep going, meaning the Twins, they might get the first wild card if this keeps going.
Yeah, it's a possibility. The Yankees did win this afternoon, so their lead up to 3.5 for the first wild card spot. Highly unlikely that the Twins are going to catch them. But, you know, it just comes into kind of some simple math here, Jimmy B. And as you look at the Twins, as they've got 18 games remaining. So let's just say they play 500 baseball. All right?
Okay.
Simple.
9-9.
Okay. 9-9. That gets them to 84 wins. Well, in order for the Angels just to catch them, to tie them in the standings to get to that, that means that they have to go 11-7. And wow. It doesn't seem like a lot. I understand that. But you go through schedules, you look at the numbers, baseball prospectus every day, they update their playoff odds. And just last night, the Twins went from about a 50% chance from their numbers to make the playoffs up to 61%. You break it down in those simple fashion. A 2-game lead does seem like absolutely nothing, but with the only 18 games remaining, you just play decent baseball. The Twins are in a good spot. And after 103 losses with this team and the bullpen problems that they had and injuries, Miguel Sano still out, on and on and on, how this team is still up there. It's baffling. It's difficult for me, even watching this team game in and game out, just to wrap my mind around how are they doing this.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking myself the same question. Look, I was with you when you said, "Okay, I'm checking out. I'll still watch them, but I'm done with them. It's over with." And I said, "Okay, yeah, you convinced me. It was a great run, but fair enough." And here we are, Trent, right now, and this team, meaning the Twins, playing for a postseason berth. They sold out. Which two players? Jaime Garcia?
Jaime Garcia.
Yeah.
Jaime Garcia. They traded him away. Yeah. They traded away Brandon Kinstler, their all-star closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't me giving up on them. It was me as a prognosticator saying that they're out of it. They fell apart.
They're done.
And the front office said the exact same thing. Oh, they're not. And Brian Dozier has been hot. He goes over 30 home runs last night. Joe Mauer's been hitting the ball ridiculously well. Escobar, the young guys, Eddie Rosario. Everything's coming together there. They got Bartolo Colon, Irvin Santana. It's a bunch of mismatched toys kind of all coming together. It's fun to watch. I never thought we'd be here on September 13th and talking about the Minnesota Twins, yet here we are.
I'm with you 100%. Let's quickly then jump to the team that has a big following here in Des Moines. And that, of course, the Chicago Cubs. Let me run through a couple of things. I know you always say I never do any homework, and you're right. But I did uncover something here. Since the Cubs bullpen, since the beginning of September, the Cubs bullpen ERA is over 8.
Mm.
The ERA for the Cubs bullpen since August 1st, over 5, almost 6. It's the worst in Major League Baseball, Trent.
Those are not good numbers to have.
No, they're not.
But, Jim, with all of that, with the Dodgers, even though they get the win last night, the way that they faded back, the Nationals, their playoff history, Strasburg, what we've seen from him, well, the 1 year not even pitching up there, as Scherzer, maybe a little bit shaky as he continues on here during the second half. If you're a Cubs fan, you get in, and that's obviously, that's part number one. You have to get in. As the Brewers and the Cardinals continue to hang around, you have to get in. But if they do, Jimmy B, you're playing with house money if you're a Cubs fan right now. After the World Series last year, and there isn't anybody that scares you, certainly, is there?
No. None of these teams are scary. Yeah, I mean, aside maybe from Cleveland all of a sudden. But
that means you're back in the World Series.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm not freaking out over the Dodgers. Look, they could get hot again. They lost, you know, like 400 in a row, and they still have a double digit lead in their division. The thing about that is that they have more than enough talent to, you know, flip that switch and get it going. You have no idea in Washington what the status is on Bryce Harper. And if indeed he's even going to make it back after that knee injury. So I wouldn't be concerned. The team that I'd be concerned about are the ones that are in your division. The freaking St. Louis Cardinals won again big last night. And Trent, they refuse to die. That team we thought was done about midway through June or so. Mm-hmm. They were about 7 or 8 out and not playing well. And all of a sudden, here they are. 2 back, and Milwaukee 2.5 back. This is what I've been talking about all season. People kept telling, well, you don't know squat, Brinson. You don't know anything. Yes, I do. I know that this team is bumping all over the place, and it's a roller coaster ride, and they're not going to run away and hide like everybody thought they were going to do that. It didn't happen, and it's not going to happen. This is going to be a race all the way till the end of this month.
Well, and those Cardinals continue to do it in just incredible ways. Injuries that they have had this season, how they remain in the race is another incredible feat. Dexter Fowler, he's still out. He's not going to be playing tonight. They finally get Jed Jerko back off the DL. He'll be available for them tonight. But, you know, they've had guys, veterans, being sent up and down. Mm-hmm. It's been an odd season in St. Louis, and here they are. You can't beat them until you cut off their head. And they're right there in the race, 2 games back. They're the witches. That's what they are.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I am always baffled by this team, this organization. It's run well. Cubs fans, I know, you don't like them, but here they are. And another guy that they've gotten back, Colton Wong. He was hot.
Yes.
Got dinged, came back. He's a guy that's been playing incredibly well. These guys, these veteran guys that come back, seems like they're always playing good baseball when it comes to September, and can't sleep on the Cardinals. We're we're getting races, Jimmy B. And, you know, you go back to May and June, and we were kind of wondering. It seemed pretty cut and dry what we were going to get, especially in the National League. The Nats were going to run away. The Dodgers were going to run away. And most felt that the Cubs were going to run away. And we knew the two wild card teams. Well, now we have a race in the Central. The wild card race should be fun. Teams also battling for home field advantage with the Nationals and the Dodgers. That series coming up this weekend will be a huge one. Also, where the Dodgers were a foregone conclusion that they were going to run away with the best division, best record in baseball, and have home field throughout the NL playoffs. And here we are. It shapes up. Over 162, Jimmy B. It seemingly happens every year. There always finds a way to be a race.
That's why you always tell me they play 162 games. And that's why I always tell you, all right, I'll start to pay attention in August. And I did. And that's when all of this started to break down, Trent. That's why I love opening day, always have, and then I slide in and out throughout the course of the regular season until about August, and that's when I lock in. I know everybody's getting ready for football. I am too, but that's when I start paying my most attention to Major League Baseball, is when you really get down to the last 2 months of the regular season.
Well, you miss a lot of good baseball in between when you do that, Jim.
I don't miss it. I see the highlights.
See the highlights.
I see. I watch the 30-second clips. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Bryce Harper. He is advancing in his rehab, coming back. He's playing soft toss now, hitting off a tee. Some light running is the way that it was described in the Washington Post. So he's on his way back. We'll see. Hopeful, obviously, we get him back. You want everybody out there. You want the best players playing. And, well, it's baseball, Jimmy B. Even in football season, there's always a little slot for baseball. And we'll talk some more later on with Seth Gruen from Bleacher Report here at 520. But coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking little Hawkeye football. How excited for you at a scale of 1 to 10 are you for the Mean Green coming to town?
-4.
-4. You don't expect him to put up much of a fight, huh?
It's a, 21-point line, 21.5 right now that Iowa is favored. Am I right on that? Come on, degenerate boy. You know that stuff better than I do.
It's 21.5, and the money is pouring in on the Hawkeyes currently. 96% of the money on the Hawkeyes, also 87% of the bets have been made on Iowa. I'd be looking to fade the public a little bit here, Jimmy B. I think Iowa's going to come out maybe a little lackadaisical. They'll win the football game, no problem there. 21.5, I might be grabbing that number with the Mean Green.
Okay, all right, let me think on it. We don't have to make our selections for another 2 days on Friday. But, look, I'm with you. It's after what we witnessed over this past weekend and how good that game was, it's a shame that they, I mean, I get it on the schedule. A lot of teams in their last non-conference game play pretty much a nobody. I understand it, but it's too bad that that's the case when we were all treated as football fans to a highly competitive, well-played game throughout. And now they're going to play a team that if they win by 30, people will say, well, we told you so. We all knew that it was going to happen. Well, okay. So you all knew it was going to happen. All right. I prefer games where you don't know what's going to happen. That's more of my favorite, Trent. But I understand it. A lot of college teams in that third non-conference game schedule a very weak opponent. Iowa did that this time around. You know, I'm going to be watching. There's a couple of really good other games. I think the Texas-USC game will be interesting.
Mm.
And here's why I say I think it'll be interesting. Because I believe that when Texas shows up at the sold-out Coliseum, 90,000 people, for that game, I'm looking for USC to pound the Longhorns into extinction. I really am. I mean, this could be an absolute gut buster for Tom Herman and his boys. And if they get buried out there, say they lose by 25 or 30, I mean, the Longhorn brethren will be all over Tom Herman and his boys once again.
Man.
I mean, whoopee! They beat San Jose State. Whoopee.
And the next time we'll see the Longhorns is up in Ames then that Thursday, a week from tomorrow, when they'll be making their way up there. I'll be looking forward to that one, Jimmy B. Got my spot. I'll be heading out there. In fact, you might have to do the show alone. I might be up there and doing a little tailgating beforehand. What do you think of that?
You as a tailgater? That's right in your wheelhouse, pal. I know you. Hey, did I see the – come on, Mr. Degenerate, help me out. Did I see the line correct? Is it around 9.5, 10 for Iowa State?
10.5 is where is that is it's at
and a half.
Currently. And wow. Same thing, much like the betting public all over the Hawkeyes. They're also all over the Cyclones. 98% of the cash coming in on the Cyclones offshore right now, 96% of the tickets. So the betting public, at least early in the week, jumping on both the Hawks and the Clones after the Cy-Hawk game. We'll come back on the other side. Pat Hardy was there with AllHawkeyes.com. We'll get his reaction to what he saw in Ames. A look forward to North Texas and much more. We're talking Hawkeyes next with Pat Hardy on Jimmy B and TC.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Take advantage of the bonus savings day event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Are you ready for some barbecue? I'm Big Al, and I'm thankful to announce my second location is now open at the Ramada Inn at Army Post Road and Floor Drive. With two Big Al's locations, there's no reason to miss out on some of the best barbecue in the Des Moines area. I cook all my meat low and slow to make it fall off the bone. Big Al South now offers barbecue brunch buffet on Sundays from 11 to 3. Place your order now for Big Al's to cater your private event. Don't forget the original Big Al's East Side location just 900 feet north of the A.E. Cows on Humble Avenue. Come eat Southern-style barbecue cooked by an Asian man on the East Side and now open on the South Side of Des Moines. Big Al's Barbecue.
Big Al's Barbecue is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Big Al's Barbecue gift certificates for only $25. Yep, that's a sweet deal. $50 worth of Big Al's Barbecue certificates for only $25. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. one more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We continue to roll all the way until 6 o'clock here. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker. It is indeed 1700. It's always good when we have a chance to get Pat Hardy on the program. He is a great blog for him. It's called allhawkeyes.com. Anything you ever need to know about the Hawks, you can always go there and get it from Pat. And he comes to us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Hello, Pat. Hey, how are you, pal?
1 minute, Jimmy B. We got a caller on the line. We've got to get to Jeff here before we bring Pat on. He's been waiting on hold. Through the break. Jeff, what do you have for us?
Dangerous. So in week one, what was Wyoming's quarterback's name?
Josh Allen.
Okay, so he was supposed to be the next coming of Jesus, and he looked horrible in the 2014.
No, he didn't look horrible. No, Jeff, he didn't look horrible. He doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. The team is bad. He's good. The team is bad.
Okay, that answers that part. And then I was wondering, so I heard the announcer say that the Hawkeyes would be the best defense that the Cyclones saw, and they threw up 38 in regulation. What do you think? Do you think, are they going to see a defense better than the Hawkeyes in the Big 12, or what's that? What do you think about it? You guys have a great day, and I'll listen. And
okay, Jeff.
Take care.
You got it. Thank you, Jeff. Trent, let me start with that when he talked about that, okay? I remember the announcers indicating that there was a lot of Twitter action when they referenced that. I'm not so sure I agree with it, especially after what I saw Oklahoma do to Ohio State. I think Oklahoma's defense is going to be stellar in the Big 12.
Stellar?
I think so.
You see a stellar defense there? TCU's got a better defense than them. I don't think Oklahoma's defense is great. I think it was more.
TCU does have a good defense. Yes, they do.
TCU's the best defense, I think, that they're going to see this year. Oklahoma, they were giving up big yardage on the ground, and it was just an idiotic game plan once again by Urban Meyer. It seems like, I don't know, something is going on there, but that's a conversation for another time. Pat Hardy joins us, allhawkeyes.com. We'll dig into this a little bit more later in the show. But, Pat, the Hawkeye performance defensively after what we saw in week number one on Saturday at Ames, not quite up to par from week one.
No, it wasn't. They struggled to do a lot of tackling in open field. But I'm going to give some of that credit to Iowa State. They were playing against much better skill players in Ames than they were at Kinnick Stadium the week before. And I think that mattered. I think there were some plays where Iowa State just physically beat Iowa. Now, that doesn't mean that's a good sign either, because they're going to play some teams down the road, including in a little over a week, that are more talented than Iowa State. So I think we use these last 2 weeks as a perfect example not to get too high or too low on anything. Now everyone, Nate Stanley's the next Chuck Long, Tom Brady.
Right, yeah.
The defense last week was the Iron Curtain. It just seems like now in this age of social media, every week's got to be some major statement game. And I'm just going to reserve judgment. I'm just not ready to anoint Nate Stanley, just like I wasn't ready to rip him 2 weeks ago, and I'm not ready to bury the defense, I never thought the defense was going to be great, great anyway. I thought it had a chance to be real solid, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know where people are getting that Iron Curtain thing when they gave up 38. So from that standpoint, look, I look for them to dominate the game against North Texas, and then everybody, all the conversation will be focused, and rightfully so, on Penn State. But you got to do more, I think, in this game coming up this weekend, Pat, than just get off the bus. You will have to get on the field and execute.
This team is better than the North Texas team McCarney brought up here 2 years ago. Way better. I mean, it's way better offensively. Uh-huh. It's a weird team to read, though. One game it runs, the other game it throws. It gives up a ton of yards. I would be stunned if Iowa doesn't control the line of scrimmage and just run, run, run. I also would be surprised if Akron Wildly carries the ball over 15 times in this game, and surprised if James Butler carries it fewer than 15 times in this game. I think Brandon Smith catches a pass in this game, and I think they need to come out and just take care of business. They don't want to let this team hang around to where they have to use Wildly in the third and fourth quarter, especially the fourth quarter. That's not demeaning this team, but there's no reason this team should beat Iowa here if Iowa is as good as we think they might be, as it might be.
Pat, hangover effect, it's talked about. You got the letdown look-ahead spot with Penn State on the horizon. Was that a conversation at all yesterday with the players and coaches?
Yeah, and we always bring it up. It's like cliche, and I think sometimes the players look at us, and basically their message yesterday was like, you know, we never talk about this stuff until we get here with you guys or around fans. We don't talk about Penn State, and I think with a lot of players, I think a lot of these players, when they're actually playing college football, they're not huge, huge college football fans, so it's not like they're sitting around when they're free time seeing what other college teams are doing. And Peter Pekar looked at me, he's like, you know, I haven't thought about Penn State until you just asked about it. I'm like, well, do you know you play him at night? He goes, yeah, we heard about that last night. But he goes, guys, we only get 12 of these. He goes, I'm a senior. I've got 10 games left. Why do I want to waste one by thinking of a team we play in 2 weeks? He goes, it's all North Texas right now. And I kind of believe him. I think the trap stuff is all sort of powered by the media. I really do, in fans.
I agree. I agree with that in a lot of cases. Quickly back to the Cy-Hawk game. Pat, you've seen a lot of them. My first experience was the triple overtime in Ames. Wasn't a well-played game, but the end of it was truly exciting. This last weekend, this game was very well played in a lot of areas by both teams. Where would you rank of the Cy-Hawk games, that game over the weekend?
I mean, you could argue this game was number one. The 0-2 game was great in a lot of ways, but it ended so horribly for Iowa. But a game, I'm going way back. Do you guys remember a game in 1990 when Bob Utter almost led Iowa State to a victory? But Iowa, I think they ended up winning 45-35. That was a great game. I mean, they just could not figure out a way to stop. I think he was a freshman quarterback from Michigan at the time. Those three games stand out to me. But this one, just because you had a true freshman catching the game winner, you had Nate Stanley throwing five touchdown passes, and you had Akron Wildly just making people miss, and the running back from Iowa State, David Montgomery, he's incredible too. There was so much talent on the field. To me, the game was won more by playmaking than it was by play call. I mean, don't get me wrong. Brian Ferentz has done a good job. He has taken away some of their tendencies now. I mean, I don't think the plays look completely different. I think they go downfield a little bit more. It's their tendencies, though. Lots of times with Greg Davis, when they had three receivers, they were going to throw. Now you don't know. They leave the defenses guessing a little bit more. But to me, though, the biggest thing from that game was plays made by players. Brian Ferentz didn't make a great call on the play where Wildly scored from 46 yards. Wildly made a great individual play.
Well, and schematically, you can see he's helping out his team a little bit more, too, it seems like. You know, the protection issues that we've seen from the offensive line the last couple of years, a lot of times that was more schematics than it was anything else, is because the route tree that they had didn't work and the passing blocking scheme didn't work with what they have. It seems like Brian Ferentz is at least playing a little bit more to the strengths and knows what Iowa football really is supposed to be under Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, and he is moving more vertical. There's more routes now where receivers are catching the ball with their momentum taking them downfield instead of to the sideline. That was my biggest problem with Greg Davis. So often receivers would catch the ball and they were running full speed horizontally because of the route. That's, we're seeing less of that. And they are trying to go downfield more, but I think we're also forgetting they did try to go downfield with Greg Davis, and he did do a good job of getting Akron Wildly involved in screen games. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how they beat Michigan last year.
Yep.
So I think Greg Davis sometimes is made out to be a little worse than he actually was.
Pat Hardy's our guest. He's on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. All right, Pat, after what we witnessed over the weekend, if Iowa wins this game by, and what did you say, Trent, the line is? Is it 21.5 now? Is that what you said?
21.5, that's the number currently.
Okay, if Iowa wins this by 30, will people just go ho-hum? Okay, we were expected to bury them, and we did. This really wasn't that entertaining.
Probably some will do that. Others will be like, wow, this team is, look at this. We just took care of business. We didn't, because one of the concerns or criticisms with Kirk sometimes is that sometimes they play down to the level of their competition. If they blow this team away, they will crush that little theory or that little criticism, and then that'll build some fans up for the Penn State game. And you got to understand, I had them losing to Iowa State and beating Penn State, so I may not be the person to ask on this one. I was close with that Iowa State game because I had a lot of people picking Iowa to win that game. I saw a lot of predictions where Iowa by two, three touchdowns. So, yes, if they take care of this game cosmetically, that's a victory in itself. And then you just go into the Penn State game and hope for the best. I mean, right now I'm not as confident about my pick with Penn State as I was in the summer when I did it because Penn State's playing a little better than I thought they would be.
Yeah, they're moving the ball incredibly well. Did it last season in the second half of the year, and they're starting off playing good on the offensive side. Pat, yesterday the Big Ten releases its football schedules for 2020 and 2021. Of course, the big news here on a local level, it will not be Nebraska on Black Friday. The last game of the regular season for the Hawks will be Wisconsin. What's your read about that?
Well, I actually wrote a column. I would prefer, I've never, and I'm not a big schedule guy. I really don't care when Iowa ends its schedule, if they play on Friday, Saturday. I don't care who they play it, but if I have my choice, I'd much rather play Wisconsin than Nebraska. I mean, Wisconsin, to me, is a bigger rival for me. It's more personal. I mean, Wisconsin used Hayden Fry's blueprint and two of Hayden Fry's assistants to rebuild the program that is still better than Iowa's right now, so there's some resentment there. And I think Iowa has better games against Wisconsin. I like it better. And I wrote my column before Nebraska came out and it was revealed that their AD had kind of let this go, because the reaction from Nebraska fans and media members was, it was almost like they felt like they were betrayal. But to me, Nebraska hasn't played well enough to dictate anything in the Big Ten right now. They're just another program. They don't deserve Black Friday. They're not entitled to anything anymore. Those days are gone. And it just seems like, because I saw some media members from Nebraska, this is part of our identity and part of our tradition. Times change. You didn't have to come to the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten, that's the risk you took when you came to the Big Ten. You get all their television revenue. You get all the perks from the Big Ten. Well, this is some of the price you pay. And now they're saying that the AD Eichhorst came out and said, I don't know, that just seems like a convenient. I just have to wonder if at some point Sean Eichhorst was forewarned that, hey, Black Friday is being taken away from you. It's not your decision anymore. You better do some damage control. And he makes it look like, well, we want it out of this. It just seems too convenient. Mm-hmm. To me, I think they found out that the Big Ten was not going to just give them Black Friday anymore, and I think Eichhorst, to me, did damage control. I could be wrong, but it just seems weird.
What's more likely to happen? Iowa-Wisconsin go to Black Friday, or it goes from 11 o'clock Michigan-Ohio State on Saturday, followed up with a 2:30 Badger-Hawkeye kick?
Well, I'm starting to hear a lot of Iowa-Wisconsin for Black Friday. That would not surprised me, especially now since Nebraska's came out and said they don't want to play on Friday. I still think that's damage control. I still think that they needed to come up with a plan to offset the fact that they weren't going to have that control anymore. But I think Iowa's more likely to play on Black Friday. If I had my choice, and I'm not sure if I'm in the minority, I would rather play on Saturday. I like having the day off after Thanksgiving. I don't like going, but I know Kirk likes Friday because it gives the players extra time. Me personally, I'd rather play on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Pat Hardy's our guest on the Draft House 50 hotline. Quickly back to the Nebraska topic, because you had covered them for so long, as well as Iowa. And that is, it was our contention yesterday on the show, and I think you also referenced it, where they're just another program in the Big Ten Conference. In your estimation, and it was my thought process yesterday, Pat, that they may go 10-2 every 4 or 5 years, but most of the time they're going to be in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten because they are not a destination school anymore. Is that fair?
Yes, I would agree with that. And for some schools, I mean, Minnesota, none of us are really old enough to remember, but Minnesota used to be a huge power in college football. But once it's gone for schools like that, it's hard to get it back, and I think that's what Nebraska's dealing with right now. I think had Nebraska come in here and won 4 division titles and two or three Big Ten titles since 11, I don't think the Big Ten would have thought about doing this rotation stuff. Nebraska just hasn't earned the right to say, hey, this is who we are. We want to keep playing on Friday. No. Nebraska is just another, they're like Iowa now. They're just another decent, respectable program. They're not elite anymore.
Pat, we're out of time for today. Great catching up with you. We'll be talking with you in 2 weeks, and we'll know a lot more about that Hawkeye team after the Penn State game.
Yes, we will. Look forward to it. See you.
Pat Hardy, allhawkeyes.com, with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. We go from the college game to the pro next. Talking Vikings, B.J. Rydell joins us on the other side as we continue on Jimmy B and T.C. on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. Get 2 boneless orders for the price of 1 every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh! This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too. Like breakfast on the go with Chobani Greek yogurt cups, always $1 each. Or a pile of football laundry. Touchdown with a free $5 gift card when you buy any 2 Charmin, Tide, or Bounty products. Then clean up with Mrs. Meyer's dish soap and Scotch-Brite sponges on sale for only $3.79 each. Plus, we've lowered the prices on thousands of items. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Over the next few weeks, $80,000 is up for grabs. Your shot at $1,000 four times a day.
Four times a day.
Starts Thursday, September 14th. Real people winning real money. The 4K a day on 1700 KBGG. Just listen, text, and win. All the details at 1700KBGG.com. 1700KBGG.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back as we continue all the way to 6 o'clock. Afternoon drive time right here on the Big Talker 1700. Jimmy B and TC, it's always fun, especially after a Vikings win. When DJ Rydell comes on the show, Vikings Territory, he comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. BJ, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty great. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well. Let's kind of get in. Look, I know it's just game one, but there were still some pretty good takeaways out of that contest, including the play of quarterback Sam Bradford behind an offensive line where former Iowa star Riley Reiff at left tackle didn't even let a guy sniff the sweat pockets of Sam Bradford. Pretty good performance.
Absolutely. You know, it was a great debut for your guy Riley Reiff there. I believe he had zero pressures, zero quarterback hits, and then obviously zero sacks allowed. So a great debut, something the Vikings desperately needed, as you guys know. Great performance on the blind side for Sam Bradford that really allowed him to air it out and get into those 5- and 7-step drops and actually have some real protection where he can go through his reads downfield. And you saw him make, multiple downfield plays to Adam Thielen. Jarius Wright was involved, Stephon Diggs. There are so many different guys involved in, what amounted to be, the complete opposite of what we had seen from the Vikings during the preseason, and that was definitely a breath of fresh air for a lot of Vikings fans.
BJ, last year Sam Bradford sets the NFL record for completion percentage, but most anybody that saw him play, it was a pretty hollow record. It was a bunch of dump downs, one-step drops, getting rid of it quickly before he got throttled behind that terrible offensive line. But, boy, the way that he looked on Monday night, dropping it in the bucket, he looks so good. We know a talented guy. How much more upside is there to this offense? With him at the helm, if this offensive line does stay healthy, how good can the Vikings offense be?
I think that this offensive display right here on Monday night against the Saints is probably about as good as it's going to get. Now, let's keep in mind, this was an outstanding performance. Anytime you can get 350 yards passing from your quarterback on, 85% completion, you should win most of those football games. But at the same time, I think we do need to keep in mind, like you said, this is only 1 week. This was against the Saints defense that is ranked, bottom five in the league for the last 3-4 years here. So, while I do think that the Vikings are more than capable of continuing this pace against some of these teams, I can't imagine Sam Bradford plays much better ever than he did on Monday night. Like you said, he was critically accurate on plays to downfield to specifically Jarius Wright crossing over the middle when he got whacked right after it. It looked like from the film he couldn't even see Jarius Wright when he threw the ball, and yet he was able to drop it right in the bucket between two defenders. So I think that's about as good a performance as you're ever going to see from Sam Bradford.
BJ Rydell is our guest. We're talking Vikings and NFL on the Draft House 50 hotline. The homecoming didn't go very well for Adrian Peterson. Was that by very good defensive design, or did Sean Payton not playing him that much have something to do with it as well?
Well, I think anytime, you see a performance like this, a lot of things contribute to it. Obviously, we're used to seeing Adrian get 15, 20 carries where he kind of gets stronger as games go on. He only had six carries on Monday night. He wasn't actually even the leading carrier on his team. Alvin Kamara, the rookie, had seven carries. So I think some of that contributes to it. I think the old age is, you know, I think he has worn down quite a bit here. And I do think the Vikings were very good containing him. The best run of the night that he had was that nine-yard carry where he kind of bowled through a ton of Vikings players, and it looked like he was going to have a very strong night. But that was about as good as it got for Adrian Peterson. So I think it's a combination of a number of things, but I really just don't – I think what it boils down to is he's simply not the same player that we saw in purple and gold for, you know, a decade.
Eric Kendricks, I thought, was really good, especially early in the game for the Vikings, getting him back running around, making plays in the middle. And then Anthony Barr, who regressed a little bit. What'd you see from Barr Monday night?
Barr looked very instinctive. He's such a big body that if he can just get in front of a player, he's able to create solo tackles simply with his length, right? And it's tough to get around the guy once he gets in front of you. You saw him give Alvin Kamara probably his welcome to the league moment on a swing pass from Drew Brees, where Barr was in perfect position and absolutely leveled the running back. So, you know, I thought there was a lot of good things from Anthony Barr. I thought that he also contributed to other players playing well. You saw him getting in front of guys so that guys like Eric Kendricks, as you said, could shoot the gaps. So I thought Barr had a very strong performance, both, you know, in coverage and also just playing downhill and stopping the run. So strong performance from Barr, obviously. You know, you could see that to some degree in the rushing numbers. You know, that's defensive line play, plus the linebackers also have to be, you know, play well. And we saw guys like Trey Waynes coming up and making great tackles and run defense as well. So I thought, you know, it was a complimentary effort. I don't want to sound too cliche here, but a lot of good things contributed to guys like Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks playing very well on Monday night.
Okay, so then let me just follow up then. Would you say then it was a collective defensive effort, and that's why you think
Absolutely.
There were some standout individuals?
Absolutely. That's kind of, you know, that I think that what you saw from the Vikings on Monday night is, you know, a good recipe for success. You didn't see them create the turnovers that, you know, you may have hoped, but at the same time, that type of play is more sustainable than what we saw last season, which I think is very important in terms of projecting what they can do in the future here. They were getting pressure consistently. They only had the one sack. I think it could have potentially been two. I'm not sure if Everson Griffin was across the line on that offsides call on him. But, you know, they were solid in coverage. They were flying around defensively, making tackles, not allowing, you know, too many broken tackles and secondary efforts. Harrison Smith, as always, was tremendous on the back end. So, yeah, like you said, you know, you get some individual standouts, guys that play very well, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith. I thought Xavier Rhodes was very good as well. And then you get other guys just simply doing their job, and all of a sudden they only get to 19 points, and you expect your offense to put up at least 20, and you're in a good position to win most football games.
Well, one negative to the game, a missed extra point from Kai Forbath. Had that issue a year ago as he was brought in as the replacement, of course, to the kicker that will not be mentioned to you, BJ. I'll spare you for a moment. But how short is the leash on Forbath? Former Hawkeye kicker Marshall Kane fought with him throughout training camp for that job. Forbath, is it a pretty tight leash, and would Kane get that call if things do go awry with Kai Forbath?
I think that at this point that you have to imagine that the backup to Forbath, you know, in theory would be Marshall Kane, you know, because Kane did, like you said, spend so much time at camp and actually was fairly solid. You saw him hit that 50-yarder during the preseason, so we know he has that big leg, as so many people have talked about. So, but for Kai Forbath, you know, he's now 18 of 18 from the field. I know the extra points, like you said, have been a bit of an issue, but I think until that issue becomes, you know, greater. Obviously, when he starts missing the three-point kicks, that, I think, is when you'll see the lights come on a little bit and people start being a little bit more worried about him. But in a game where you still end up winning by 10, I think it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, which is good for him. So I don't think the spotlight's on him right at – I don't think the spotlight is on him just yet, but it's something I personally will be monitoring because, like you said, this has been kind of consistent and an issue that, you know, the Vikings have had a history of missed field goals hurting them in the past, so that's something I will definitely be keeping an eye on.
Where do the Vikings go from here? In other words, as they get ready for this coming weekend, what do you think that they're working on now in practice sessions?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing that they're going to be facing this week is it's going to be a lot more exotic of the defense. against Pittsburgh this week. Like I said earlier, New Orleans isn't exactly known for, you know, their crazy blitz packages or, you know, their outstanding secondary or anything like that. Pittsburgh is a little bit different. They offer a lot of different looks. It's going to be a 3-4 front, obviously, so that's different than what the Vikings saw on Monday night. So I think that a lot of it is going to be figuring out their assignments, understanding what's coming at them. That's going to be probably the early game plan. Just simply understanding the nuances of the Steelers' defense is probably priority number one for Mike Zimmer and his coaching staff. And the next thing after that is trying to find a way to contain two, if not, you know, possibly two of the top three, four, five offensive players in the NFL, and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. So both of those guys are moved all around the formation. You see Antonio Brown working on the outside and out of the slot. You see Le'Veon Bell sometimes shifting into the slot all the way to the outside at times, and obviously he's a prolific rusher. So there's a lot of different things that the Vikings coaching staff have to prepare for here. I think that it's not necessarily working on things at this point. I think it's more building on what you were able to accomplish. So and at the same time, also altering your game plan to fit the specifics of what you're facing next week versus this past week. So I think at this point, it's building on what they did last week versus adding new stuff or changing things that didn't go so well last week.
All right, BJ, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We know that Minnesota professional sports has a long history of awfulness. As a Minnesota sports fan myself, I know it all too well. Twins are getting close to a playoff berth. The Vikings look like they have a great opportunity to get back to the playoffs. The T-Wolves, the longest drought in the NBA, and the Wild continued disappointment come playoff time. What's the team that breaks through first out of the four professional teams up north?
Well, so I think that the odds right now probably have to be on the Twins, right, because they are in position at this point. If the season were to end, I believe they have 18 games left that they would make the postseason. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, the Vikings would have to wait. It's going to be about 3 months until we find out the Vikings make the postseason, and about, 7 months for the Wild and Timberwolves. So I'm going to bet on the Twins because I think they've been playing pretty well right now. I don't think they're going to win this division. Obviously, Cleveland is in uncharted territory right now. But I think they could slip in at that second wild card spot and potentially give the Yankees a run for their money. So I'm going to say the Twins. I'm going to go optimism here and bet on the Twins to be the first team.
Okay, if that's the case then, with what the Vikings accomplished, it's still a Vikings town, but is the fan base actually excited with what the Twins are doing, or is it just kind of, okay, I'll wait and see if they get in, and then if they get in, I'll get excited?
I think it's kind of the latter right now, to be honest with you. To be real here, the Twins weren't expected to do much damage this year. I don't think anyone expected them to be playing for something in September. So to some degree, it's still an unknown that the Twins are actually contending for a wild card position in the playoffs. And at the same time, the Vikings are, you know, they just came off a great Monday night win. This is a team that a lot of people believe could be a dark horse contender for the Super Bowl. The Wild have been very good. Timberwolves have just made all these offseason additions. So I think that a lot of people are still becoming more accustomed to the Twins being good again. It has been since, 2009, since they have been a quality team in the MLB. So I think it's kind of wait and see, to be honest.
BJ, always great talking with you. Appreciate your time. We'll do it again soon. Vikings-Steelers this weekend should be a good one.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
That's BJ Rydell joining us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Hour number one in the books. We come back. Hour number two, Seth Gruen will be with us at 5:20. We'll talk baseball with him coming up at 5:20 this afternoon. And you can join us also at 515-264-1700. Back with more Jimmy B and TC.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals for long-term or reoccurring projects? If so, Account Temps salaried professional service may be the right solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time. And now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when I need it. That's where Cabbage comes in, with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/gametime or 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 888-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you're in the market to buy a home right now, you know how challenging it is out there. You're competing against cash buyers. So it's critical that you work with a reputable, established mortgage company like Quicken Loans. By getting pre-approved with us, sellers will know that you're serious and ready to close when you make that offer. Here's one more way to get the home you want. You could buy a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at Food Dudes Delivery.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-